When was the last time you walked barefoot in the grass? Do your kids know what it's like to roll down a hill? How often are you finding muddy clothes in the laundry? WYPR's new show, The Nature of Things, aims to explore why it's so important to reconnect with the earth, embrace the natural world, and get a little dirty. It's a weekly broadcast about the outdoors hosted by me, Irvine Nature Center's Executive Director, Brooks Paternot. Each week, The Nature of Things offers an eco-friendly perspective on our area's native flora and fauna, and will cover everything from our changing seasons, to the sounds of migrating birds, to the plants invading our yards, fields, and forests. To prepare you for what's to come, here are my top five reasons why getting out to explore nature is more important than ever. First, studies show that being outside makes us happier. Repeatedly, scientists have found that children who play and explore outdoors are less stressed than their peers. And a major 17-year study completed last year in the UK found that a greener neighborhood had happier people. Greenness, water, and plants relax us. Second, it's been widely found that children and families that hike, bike, and canoe are healthier. Studies from all over the world indicate that even as little as 30 minutes of outdoor activity a day can help ward off disease. And in a time when childhood obesity has more than doubled for adolescents and more than tripled for children ages 6 to 11 over the past 30 years, it seems getting outside could be a solution to a burgeoning health issue for millions of us. It can be as simple as a bike ride around the neighborhood or a quick hike on a local trail like Irvine's. Research suggests that one of the most important ways for children to make a habit of an active life is to be introduced to fun, outdoor activities by a parent. So we recommend that families get outside as much as possible. Third, exposure to nature can in fact make us smarter. Richard Louv, author of the groundbreaking book Last Child in the Woods, coined the term nature deficit disorder to express what happens to us when we lack nature. Specifically, he believes the disorder, caused by an extremely limited relationship with our natural environment, negatively affects our attention spans, reduces our creativity, and slows our cognitive development. When children play outdoors from the earliest ages, they absorb an overwhelming wealth of information. Nature has all sorts of rich patterns and integrated parts that all fit together. Regular play outdoors, especially in gardens, woods, and creeks, help children assess and understand the way the world works through sight, sound, smell, and touch, all at the same time. And in fact, mounting research continues to show that children who play and learn outside bring these enhanced skills with them to school and tend to have higher achievement and test scores. Fourth, nature's free. Most activities you can do outside won't cost you a single penny, and there are a ton of things you can do nearby that will fill several days with great adventures. Lots of Baltimore area families are even planning their summer vacations just as backyard campouts. Nature's not far away from us. You don't need a plane ride or an entrance fee. All you have to do is go explore. And lastly, getting outside is truly good, wholesome fun for the entire family. Unplug, relax, explore, do it together. Whether it's a grandparent and a grandchild's day out, a gathering of siblings around a campfire with s'mores, or the aunts, uncles, and cousins meeting you at the lake, get out there. To learn more about exploring, respecting, and protecting nature, visit www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings or bring the whole family to Irvine's upcoming Earth Day event, Spring Fest, on April 27th. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center for WYPR, your NPR news station.